Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 150. Today's topic is this, kind of email marketing 101. So something that I didn't realize over the last couple of weeks when I've been talking about communicating with your audience on a regular basis, getting emails out the door and text messages and things like that, that I didn't realize that a lot of you candidly didn't have a tool set up or the infrastructure to do this on a regular basis. So I wanted to put this together to kind of give you some 101 tactics so that you can go from having emails in Gmail or Outlook to actually doing things the right way. So step one is that you want to gather all the different email addresses that you have, and I want you to get them into something like Google Sheets. So you can export out of Outlook, you can export out of Gmail, Yahoo, AOL. I mean, all the different tools allow you to export out your contacts. And what I'm looking for you to do is to get all of them on a Google spreadsheet. So the spreadsheet ideally has 3, 4, 5 key fields. Field number 1, first name. Field number 2, email. Field number 3, phone number. Field number 4, tag. Field number 5 could either be notes or something else that you deem highly needed. But in this case, really what I'm most concerned with is first name and email. So you can send an email that says, dear first name, and it auto-populates the first name rather than dear and then there's a blank. So gathering all the emails, that candidly is the toughest part of this whole process. But I want you to find all the different places that you have. Find the business cards that you have. Find, I mean, any other lists that you've even potentially got from trade shows or events or, I mean, different things like that. And what I'd like you to do is get them all in that particular sheet. And I want you to organize it in the sense of tags being among the most important. And for me, tags, you can kind of think of it as a folder. Now, depending on what tool you end up using, and I'm going to give you some suggested tools in just a minute, that's going to allow you to start to separate out people accordingly. So for me, a tag could be where I learned about them, or where they learned about us, rather. Are they a current customer, past customer? You want to leverage that tag to basically start to put them into different buckets. And depending on, again, the tool that you use, you can have multiple tags and things like that. So think of one basket you could load in. These are all my current customers. Here are all my prospects. Here are my cold leads. Here are trade show people. That data in the future, not necessarily right now, is going to become very valuable. But I'd rather you do this right from the get-go rather than having to do everything again from scratch and kind of redo everything. So step one is gather all of that stuff into one place. Step two is you're going to want to sign up with one of the many tools. So there's a lot of different options when it comes to tools. And when I'm looking at people that are kind of 101 from an email marketing standpoint, I prefer simplicity over complexity. So the tool that I would recommend you take a look at is a tool called iContact. And there's another tool called MailChimp. So I am a huge fan of both of those tools. I've used many, many other tools as well. But when I look at iContact versus, I mean, MailChimp and all these other tools, there's Constant Contact, etc. I just still have a bad stigma personally of Constant Contact, so I don't recommend it, but that's just me. So if I look at iContact, for example, pricing is going to be based off of how many people do you have? I mean, if you have, 500 email subscribers, for example, you're going to be talking $12 to $25 a month. I mean, if you've got, 100 people, it's still pretty darn inexpensive. If not even, I believe they have a free plan that's even lower. But 500 kind of, I believe, is their minimum of people that you have. So you're talking, $25, $30 a month on the high side for their high-level plan. And what I like about iContact is that it's kind of drop and drag, so you're not having to hire a web developer or anyone to start coding things. It's just, it's really easy to use. The other tool, again, is MailChimp. Their standard version is, $15 a month, for example. And I believe that one allows for, a fair amount of, a considerable amount of contacts, thousands of contacts. They even have their free version, which is free up to 2,000 contacts, for example, but they start to limit what they call their audiences. So, and audiences are very similar to tags. So iContact or MailChimp, if you want to go completely free, you could get started with MailChimp. They're a little bit less expensive, but I've personally, I'm a big fan and user of iContact, but those are really the two big ones that I would recommend. So you want to get that account set up. Once you're set up, the third step is that you're going to load up your Google Sheet file. You're going to want to download it as a CSV, and then you're going to map the field so that first name and your CSV maps to first name in MailChimp or iContact, and email maps, phone number, and if you have more data, address, zip code, state, all of that, you're welcome to obviously import all that stuff in. But you want to make sure that you map the fields correctly. And again, I really want to make sure that you're leveraging that tags or that audiences so that you're able to separate people out, because you're going to want to communicate a little bit differently with your customers than you are with prospects. So that third step, again, is getting people imported. The fourth step is literally just getting an email drafted and out the door. Now, if you have never communicated through email, you're going to want to warm up these people a little bit. And the first message should be something like, we decided with everything going on that we want to start to communicate with you through email. We're intending to keep this informational rather than overly salesy. We hope you appreciate it. If you have any questions, please write us back. So you'd want to do something like that. But often the people that are doing kind of email in general, they tend to be like the email stuff that if they're not on Email Marketing 101, you're using something like Gmail or Outlook, and you're doing a blind carbon copy and you're sending out 500 or 300 or whatever it is. So the whole goal is to get you to a professional tool so that you can start to track your data, the metrics, and things like that. Now, there's a step that I would suggest you infuse between 2 and 3, and that is using a tool like Neverbounce and having it validate your email addresses. Now, the only reason that I'm hesitant to push that is I'm trying to keep this simple. But if you've got more than 500 or 1,000 contacts, I would suggest leveraging that tool. And what it'll do is it'll tell you that, hey, if you load in 1,000 names, 200 of those email addresses are bad. So you clearly don't want to load those emails then into your tool. You'd want to make sure that they clean those 200 emails out, and then you only brought in the 800. So that's a tool you could check out, Neverbounce. So as you're bringing in those 800 that you've then cleaned, you're going to get that email out the door and just use one of the pre-built templates. Put your little logo on there, for example, draft the email, get it out the door. Leverage the data in the tool, and then you're going to continue to kind of clean up your email list over the next couple of weeks. See who's responding, not responding. Are there some bad emails, bounces, hard bounces? You can kind of really start to clean things up over the coming weeks. But the goal is to go from getting your list organized, picking a tool, importing it in. If you have a lot of emails, use the tool like Neverbounce to clean them. Leverage a pre-existing template. Get it out the door. That is email marketing 101. Get out there. Get yourself set up. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. See you back here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.